Seattle's leftist mayor fights ISIS crime plagues residents, tells immigrants, you should be safe here. By Amy Furr on April 11, 2026. Residents of Seattle, Washington, are frustrated their Democratic Socialist mayor, Katie Wilson, is focused on her battle with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, while repeat criminal offenders are terrorizing citizens. President of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, SPOG, Officer Kent Lukes told Fox News Wilson's feud with the federal government over immigration is confusing and she needs to leave his organization out of it, the outlet reported Saturday. A policy of Wilson's requires the Seattle Police Department to look into and document reports of immigration enforcement in the area, and the leftist mayor in January said, "My message to our immigrant neighbors, this is your city. You should be safe here, and I'm determined to make it that way." Lukes said the policy to investigate ICE is disastrous because it could pit officers and federal law enforcement officers against each other. He also noted although the police department is hundreds of officers short and stretched thin, they are doing their best to serve the city. Wilson is one among other blue state Democrats who have been trying to obstruct ICE. Breitbart News reported in January, noting she advocated for doxing and subverting federal law enforcement. Meanwhile, other residents are frustrated with how the city is approaching crime in Seattle, including numerous violent incidents. The Fox article continued. Melanie Roberts is the granddaughter of Ruth Dalton, an 80-year-old professional dog walker who was murdered in a carjacking on August 20, 2024, by Jahmed Haynes, a repeat convicted felon who had served time in prison for vehicular homicide, robbery, and assault. Roberts told Fox News Digital that she is frustrated by the current approach to crime. "It's time to stop taking such a soft stand on crime," Roberts said. "It's time to protect the citizens who follow the law and quit trying to mold the criminals into better citizens to be reintegrated. It's time to protect the citizens that are already following your rules and your laws. I want a harder stance on crime, I want more discipline. I want more consequence. And then maybe people will learn their lesson and maybe people will stop committing the crimes that are putting us all at risk." In December, a repeat criminal offender was accused of gouging an elderly woman's eye out after bashing her in the head with a board in downtown Seattle. More recently, a man with a violent record and history of mental illness allegedly tried to push a stranger onto train tracks twice in Seattle, per Breitbart News.